Welcome back to His Time. It is Thursday, May 7th, 7:32 Central in the studio here with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services, LSSLiving.org. Jane, welcome back to His Time.
Thank you. It has been 3 weeks.
It has.
So I was in Minnesota helping to care for my sister after a stem cell transplant. I was just sharing with you what an incredible experience that is to know and to feel the prayers of so many people and to see how God has blessed medical teams with such research and to that amazing gift of new life that comes with a transplant like that.
It's really kind of a replant, isn't it?
Well, it is. You're right. In fact, they took her own stem cells and did that. So yes, you're right. It's like a replanting of her healthy stem cells back into her body. And to watch her get so ill and vulnerable to infection and sepsis and everything. And then when the stem cells started to kick in and make the white blood cells, you can just see life. I told you just a moment ago, it was like watching a butterfly come out of a cocoon. It's just amazing, a replanting. So we feel like she has another new birthday. So it was a great experience, and we appreciate, I know many of those people who are listening and have for years know that I've experienced a walk with cancer with my mom, my dad, my other sister who passed away. Now this sister, and I know many of them have actually expressed that over the years, and so I appreciate all of those prayers. But what I came to talk about this morning, as I'm back in studio and back at Lutheran Senior Services, is our Works of Heart art auction that happens tomorrow evening at Merrimack Bluff Senior Living Community. And, for people to hear the word works of heart, I am actually looking at the visuals. So the word heart, and, that's a great visual to think about, the compassion that goes with the heart, the heart that's part of our logo. But of course, the way that we have it positioned for works of heart is little H, little E, and then capital A-R-T, because these are items of art. It's an art auction to benefit seniors. And of course, any gifts that are given from your heart in this as a straight donation to the event or as part of the purchasing the artwork is a gift of compassion because it goes to our benevolent care, which helps to which gives financial assistance to those who have outlived their resources. So it's just a great, great experience. So it is at Merrimack Bluff Senior Living Community. It is tomorrow, May 8th, beginning at 5:30 p.m. And the way it is set up is that you come on in. There's no cost, by the way. You can attend this for no cost. Donations are appreciated to help defray the expenses, but you come in and you have wine and hors d'oeuvres and there's artwork set up around a large, large fellowship room. So those are the silent auction pieces. So while you're enjoying your beverages and your hors d'oeuvres and chatting with everyone, you can walk around and you can look. And then, so for a while, at first it's the silent auction pieces. And then later on, there's an oral auction. So you might go, well, why would I go? Well, first of all, you would go because I will tell you that
because Mother's Day is Sunday.
Oh, there you go. I hadn't even thought about that one. But I will tell you that the team there, that the dining team, will outdo themselves with the spread of food in the first place. Then yes, there's that opportunity for gifting. Mother's Day is Sunday, so you might be able to find that item.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, I also thought about the fact that there may be people listening whose grandchildren are just graduating from college or just got their first job and they're moving into an apartment and they just need that piece of artwork. Or I was thinking more along the lines of tucking things away for Christmas or birthday. But no, you have the more immediate need of Mother's Day coming up.
There might be some last minute shopping. What a great way to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a great, delightful evening for a wonderful cause. We do not, like I said, we do not require that you register beforehand because they will be very prepared for anyone to come. So if at the last minute you just decide that this is something you want to do, 5:30 p.m., Merrimack Bluff Senior Living Community, 1 Merrimack Bluffs Drive in Baldwin, and it is off of Highway 141 and Vance Road.
It's
going
real easy,
it's very easy, about 2 miles Oh, it's at west or east or south?
West on 44.
Left. West, at, yeah. West well, on 44. Then you take 141 and go west on Vance Road for about 2 miles. And it sits up on the hill on the bluffs. Mm-hmm. And so if you've not visited it, it's a great opportunity to visit. But even more so, it's a wonderful opportunity for fellowship and for a great cause. Works of Heart. And if you have any questions or do want to let someone know that you are planning to come, you can call 636-923-2315. I've come away with some wonderful, wonderful artwork for my office and for my home. And so there's always that gifting. And speaking of Mother's Day, that is my devotional thought today. We, of course, have Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And, you know, it's always, you always kind of wonder how to, what to talk about on Mother's Day. Because, you know, as I come and I think about, I represent Lutheran Senior Services on the air. So I think of all the women that are living in our senior living communities. And, you know, you get to that certain point and that certain age, and there are a variety of circumstances that surround you on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So I think of the many women who are residents or who we may serve through our home and community-based services. And some are mothers and grandmothers, surrounded yet by that love. Some never were mothers. Mm-hmm. Some have already experienced the loss of mm-hmm. having their own children perhaps pass before them. Some mourn the losses of other types of losses. So I came across something that I just wanted to share. It's an it was a letter written by a woman who doesn't have children. And she has written it to pastors talking about how perhaps this is an opportunity to acknowledge the wide continuum of mothering on Mother's Day. And I just wanted to share with you what she has written as a thought. To those who gave birth this year to their first child, we celebrate with you. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches with little ones every day and wear the badge of food stains, we appreciate you. To those who experienced loss through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or running away, we mourn with you. To those who walk the hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes, prods, tears, and disappointment, we walk with you. Forgive us when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make this harder than it is. To those who are foster moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms, we need you. To those who have warm and close relationships with your children, we celebrate with you. To those who have disappointment, heartache, and distance with your children, we sit with you. To those who lost their mothers this year, we grieve with you. To those who lost their children this year, we grieve with you. To those who experienced abuse at the hands of your own mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who lived through driving tests, medical tests, and the overall testing of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. To those who are single and long to be married and mothering your own children, we mourn that life has not turned out the way you longed for it to be. To those who step-parent, we walk with you on these complex paths. To those who envisioned lavishing love on grandchildren, yet that dream is not to be, we grieve with you. To those who will have emptier nests this year and the upcoming year, we grieve and rejoice with you. To those who placed children up for adoption, we commend you for your selflessness and remember how you hold that child in your heart. And to those who are pregnant with new life, both expected and surprising, we anticipate with you. This Mother's Day, we walk with you. Mothering is not for the faint of heart, and we have real warriors in our midst. We remember you. So all of us can remember our own mothers. Some of us are mothers. We are surrounded by that whole experience of what Mother's Day means. And may we take this opportunity this weekend. I lost my own mom more than 30 years ago. I cannot say thank you to my own mom right now, but maybe there is an opportunity for someone in the listening audience today that can take that opportunity to say thank you to their mom. can take the opportunity to acknowledge the experience of others. And perhaps if there are fractured relationships, to also step aside and let those fractures heal and take that first step of wanting to bring that resolution right now before that relationship does get lost. It's a day of great celebration, and it should be celebrated. And I just pray that each one of us can take that opportunity to say thank you or to bring resolution to the fractured relationships. It can be a hard day for some, and it can be a day of celebration. But I pray that it is truly an opportunity for celebration. And I lift up thanks to all the mothers in the listening audience, because yes, we are better in our world with you. And of course, if you're looking for that last minute gift for Mother's Day, Works of Heart, art auction to benefit seniors, Merrimack Bluffs, tomorrow evening, Friday, May 8th, 5:30 p.m. No cost, but you'll be able to find artwork from the reasonable to the minimal amount. Great gifts.
And the website, lssliving.org.
Or if you want to go directly to Merrimack Bluffs and find out more about it, it's merrimackbluffsliving.org.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jane. Great to have you back in studio this week.
Thank you. Great to be back.
And so glad to have good news for your sister as well. Thanks be to God for that, the great physician and healer.
Yes, and even from that standpoint, to look at that, this became a great opportunity for her sons to come in from out of town and celebrate Mother's Day with her.
That's very nice.
Great celebrations.
Well, I look forward to talking with you again soon. God's blessings on your week.
Thank you.
Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with our friends at Senior Services Plus on an upcoming benefit event as well. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.